Off air, we're having a very odd discussion, and it led Katie to ask a question about, or have a question about, the male anatomy.
I mean, balls age.
I don't know.
Mine look the same.
They do?
Since I was a baby. Same size, everything.
All of it.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I hear they just get droopier.
Droopy. We always say
gravity.
Well, that's good for
balls,
me, because half the time mine are in my stomach, but it's true.
I don't want them to droop.
You don't?
Why? Nobody does, it makes but them look gravity bigger. Gravity happens.
Well, I can sit on them.
I don't think anybody's ever been like, I got the biggest nutsack on the planet.
Yeah. that is not a bragging point.
No. Well, the bigger your nutsack is, the smaller the other thing looks.
Yeah.
Really? I'm like totally. Yes. I'm sure. I love when I come out of the shower and it's like that because
that's
I'm
out of the
so,
shower and different.
I look like a baby boy when it's in my stomach.
Sick.
I'm just saying. I have to go to the.
That's because you're shaving.
Yeah, your ball down there too.
It disappears. It goes up into my stomach at certain times, especially if I'm in the water at the beach. And then also, you know, I had to get the thing done and checked for that. Remember that some kind of vein thing that was.
Oh yeah, you had that.
This is a lot of information about your
varicose,
personal life.
You had like a
varicose vein.
No, it's not a varicose.
Like,
I mean,
like a tree branch coming out of there. Did you say like the veins like branches?
Yeah, it was odd. It's still there, but apparently it's okay. So I don't know.
Carol must really love you.
She must.
No, but but Jason, like
I got the mood lights.
Like Matt's saying, you don't want a big sack.
No.
Then it looks like a Cheeto laying in like a beanbag.
Oh, I didn't realize
if it's
that
big, then when you're sitting down to go to the bathroom, it's just wet. Don't want that
you don't
either.
Want that.
Matt, you could have told me this 2 decades ago because I've been paranoid the whole time wanting bigger ones because they go into my stomach. Now I could have been like, okay, I'm cool with it.
You're lucky. I thought for some reason when you were saying that, you were like, I've been taking pills to enhance my nutsack.
Right.
Been taking nutsack growth hormone.
Having big balls is just a saying.
A saying, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it just means you're brave.
I have been.
He's like, mine are small.
Jason heard that when he was in middle school and was like, that's my mission.
Yeah, I'm going to have big balls.
I need big balls.
I've had performance anxiety because of the temperature down there.
I would be fine not having testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
And just having.
You're kidding.
And then tripling the size down there. Or not tripling. That'd be outrageous. But it's like doubling. It's like,
I would say no. Yeah, if you choose. But I'm. Is there no attraction, Katie, to those?
To the balls?
Yeah.
No.
I bet you there's some females that would disagree with you.
Well, I'm sure there are also people who will, you know, do number two on their partner. I mean, there's like, just because somebody likes it. I think that's low on the totem pole.
I'm going to go into
literally
a deep dive.
I definitely am not like, God, he's got a great set of balls.
Yeah.
It's just, that's not a thing.
Yeah, Robin Williams had a stand-up bit that he talked about this, how like men are obsessed with women getting breast implants, but women do not care that dudes get ball implants. And I can't say most of the joke on the air, but it's very funny.
I bet.
Yeah,
I can't see Katie and her friend single, you know,
saying
they're like, oh, no, this guy who's perfect, but like his balls are just too small.
I didn't know that.
The set of balls on that guy.
Gosh, yeah.
I wish Matt mentioned that a long time ago, or we had ChatGPT, because I just looked it up, and it says most women don't specifically focus on testicles as a point of attraction, but they can still play an important role in intimacy.
Yeah, sure. As the, like the whole package.
Yeah,
but
like, yeah, if you're into like role-playing the Boston Tea Party, if you know what I mean.
Percentage of women that like him.
He didn't get that.
He didn't
I like that. Sorry.
I think it would be, you know, it would maybe be like a noticeable thing if they weren't there.
Correct.
You'd be like, oh.
Like if somebody didn't have eyebrows, you're like, oh, okay, all right.
But then that's not your focus.
No.
Yeah, the only time I care about them is when they get hit accidentally.
Yeah.
Right. They hurt.
Or when you sit on them.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine how often that would happen if they were you.
Okay.
Exactly. So, Jason, you should feel relieved.
Mm-hmm. I am. That's why I'm saying if I knew this 20, 25 years ago, I wouldn't have had performance anxiety when I knew they were lifted.
Things are only going to get better for you from here on out.
I'm already comfortable now with it.
Well, you're more free.
Interesting. It does say around 20% say they enjoy looking at them, but okay.
Whatever.
I don't know who these 20% enjoy. I mean,
if I were taking a survey right now and they say, do you enjoy looking at balls? The answer is no. I don't know.
Your husband's, not some random.
I know, but still.
I enjoy looking at everything of
my
husband's.
I don't like looking at my own balls.
I'm not like, let me get down there and examine for, unless there's a health issue.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to text Carol.
Can we call her?
Can we just call her?
I think she,
you look on your cameras.
What's she doing?
We'll just ask about that. We won't
ask
about
that. You got to be very careful.
We will.
What are you talking about? Have you heard anything you've said today?
I'm not.
Thank you.
But there's the descriptions that can.
You've pretty much crossed the threshold.
I'm loophole.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I'm at. That's okay. Not so loophole-ish. So she got to get the delay ready.
All right, it's ready.
Maybe a warning, too.
We already played the warning. We can play it again if you want. You're really worried about what Carol might say?
Yes. I'm not.
Okay.
Was she not crude?
On air?
Yeah, no, but I'm more concerned about Jason.
Yes, me too. I absolutely am.
I don't know why.
Come on, Matt. Oh, boy. He's not going to expect this question.
This on a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with your husband's balls?
Hi, I've reached Carol Goodman.
Oh, man.
Our partners are never ready.
Well, she just responded back. He's calling Everly. Oh.
Oh. My God.
That's because she has a new number. That's all right. Hold on.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be a shame?
Wow.
336-31. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to say
Lord, Jason. See, this is why we're worried about what you're going to say.
I stopped.
You want to give your social security more money?
Jason had a death grip on his phone. Like, I'm not going to swipe left or right.
Because he has the blackout screen.
Yeah.
Just use this number.
Hey.
Hello. Sorry, I was going to make me call Everly. Carol.
Are you attracted to Jason's balls?
Specifically.
Okay. I don't know if I'm attracted to them. Like, I'm not, like, I'm turned on or anything by them. Hmm. But do I have a thing where he knows this.
Careful.
I have this. I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say, but I have this thing, like the sensory of it. I like how they feel. Does that make sense?
Oh.
I mean, I'll take that.
And what situation are you? Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, no, sometimes I just do it before bed. It's like a comfort thing. Like I just.
Okay. It's like your night-night routine.
I love it. It's like, like how kids have a lovey they sleep
when
with.
When they're there.
It's your fidget spinner. I got
exactly.
It.
Listen. You just roll like around in your hands.
Listen, this is why the two of you cannot get apart again.
Yeah, y'all have to stay together.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because this is not going to be found anywhere else. No. For real.
Nobody else, man or woman, is like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a weird thing that I do before bed. I don't know. It's like.
And for the record, she also watches pimple popping for a half hour.
While she's doing it?
No.
While she's. So then, Carol, would you prefer if Jason's were bigger?
No,
Not the sack itself.
No, I think it's fine. When it's like kind of dropping.
Because you also have seen them when they're not there because they're up.
Yes, and I wonder where they're at. Yes.
Yeah, and you don't like that. Yes.
Where'd they go? They were here yesterday.
Like that.
Now,
I don't like that.
Would you trade him having no testicles, and then it like would double the size of his wang?
No, I want them.
You really like them.
She really is attached to them.
Maybe that's why Jason was like so sure that women are into them. Well, then you should be self conscious about your small balls.
Yeah.
Your wife is like really into them.
It's that they descend and.
Well, yeah, that's different if it's like that when that's happening, not just all the time.
Like, mm-hmm. I would have never guessed that it would be an issue with your significant other that sometimes they're in your tummy and sometimes they're not.
Right.
Yep.
Until now.
Right.
Now I understand why you get stressed.
So, like, are you the big spoon and you're cuddling him and then you fondle his satchel? Or when are you fondling his satchel?
How's that happening?
Are you brushing her teeth and he's standing next to you and you're like kind of like.
No, when I invite her in.
I knew you were going to say that.
To the bedroom.
No, when I invite her into this new position, not new, but this, she like lays her head on my chest.
Her head's on your chest, and then so her arm is naturally enough to be able to cup him. And
yes.
Are you sleep naked or through your boxers or boxer briefs?
This is really detailed.
You started it.
We're painting a picture,
Jason.
It's both.
Okay.
So does she put her head on your stomach to make sure they're not in there?
No, because typically, I hate to say this, I don't know if all women are like this, but she's a heater. So it could be cold initially, but it's going to warm up.
Got it.
Her hand's on your chest, not your stomach.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. Stomach. I'm like, is it stomach? Then you might as well.
While you're there.
While you're down there.
Maybe she does. We don't know.
So when she's filing your satchel, does that get you?
Any type of nearness of that area does. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Carol, when you're fondling, are you hoping it leads to that?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it doesn't.
Does it lead to it more often than not?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's Maybe. Sometimes, I guess.
If you could start doing a tally, because this is uncharted territory.
I've never heard of this. I mean, I'm glad y'all shared it. I'm not judging it. I've just never heard of it. I mean, I understand if it's like part of foreplay. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But because I know, like, you cuddle certain ways.
It
you
does
might
say ChatGPT says 20 to 30% like it.
Now he said, okay.
But it's not
30.
Now it's 30. Well, it does say 20 to 30.
You guys are normal. Whatever you're doing in your private time is normal. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. All right.
He's worried about that. I know.
And all right. So any other, but do you like the looks of them?
It's like a comfort for her.
So just more of the physical, almost tactile.
Mm-hmm. I think for her, it's almost curiosity.
Oh.
Does it not hurt your satchel? They're so sensitive.
Yes. It has to be very gentle.
I got you.
I don't, like, I'm not, like, I don't, like, find them, like, I'm not, like, when I see them, like, oh, my God, I got to get it. Like, nothing like that. Like, it's just like a.
The holding.
When, yes. Exactly. It's like not like I'm just like, oh.
It's the texture of it.
It's kind of like, you know, if you cuddle a woman, I mean, I would assume all guys do this. If they're the big spoon, they might just cup the breast.
Sure. It's the same thing. It's a fun bag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, these are nice.
All right.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
And then thank you, Carol.
Can you talk about the butt play Jason wants now?
No, I never said that. Yes,
he did.
I never said that.
I just heard you earlier. You said you liked stuff in the beach.
Okay, we'll try it tonight.
Look at that.
See, she's open.
No.
Oh, you want to say you love her before you go?
Yeah, I love you.
Love you.
Aww.